idea what I'm doing. Oh, hello. It's Rick Emerson, an audio program. All right. Oh, man. All right. So what have we not gotten to? I got to do the giveaways. Tomorrow, here's the thing. Today, we got to give away.
Giveaway.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Thank you so much.
It seems like it gets longer every time. Hello, Scotty.
Afternoon.
All right, sir.
Swallowing. Sorry. Doing good.
You should accept that out for yourself.
Are you swallowing from the mommy straw?
Yes.
Okay. Did you call the breast nature straws?
The mommy straw.
Hey, that can be used as a double thing. It can be used for nature attacks, too.
Okay.
Sounder. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right. Okay, so here's the thing. So I got to give away, third and second row tickets today?
Yes.
So I got, here's the thing. Tim Conway and Harvey Korman are coming to town. They're doing the farewell tour. And that is November 17th, which is a week from tomorrow. That is next Friday. Not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow at the Schnitzer. Tickets on sale now. Actually, I think, ironically enough, through House of Blues. I think of the people who are doing that. The proud backers of the Kevin Federline tour as well. So that's next Friday. So we had Tim Conway on last week. He was hilarious. They're going to be doing their farewell tour, and then it's coming to Portland next Friday. We're giving away today. So in the next 50 minutes, we got to give away a third row pair, second row pair. And then tomorrow, we got to do the first row. And see, here's the thing. The front row tickets tomorrow, that's also the backstage and the meet and greet. I have no idea how we're going to do that. I have no idea how we will give those. How?
Well, we can have trivia about, you know, the guys who are going to be doing it. Like, give it to somebody who's really deserving. Like, see how much people know about the whoever they are.
The really frustrating thing about this is I had a really great way to give it away, and I dreamt it. I dreamt, though, because this is how much I stress out about it, because I'm terrible at giving things away. I actually dreamt the solution, and I forgot it. I woke up, like, oh, I got to write this down, and then I never did, and it was gone. So I got nothing.
Well, she has an idea. If you have a contest with trivia about Tim Conway and Harvey Korman, perhaps, you know, that might be a good way of tying it in.
Well, you've created, now is it true, did you create some...
It's true, it'd be nice to see some of that.
You don't even know what I'm saying.
I do.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I think I do.
What am I talking about?
Is it fake?
You've created fake metal lyrics, yes. We have more of Scotty, if I can find them, for the love of God, hold on a second. Where the hell did they go? I have no idea.
I can always print them off for you.
Can you? Do you save them?
I do.
You save multiple copies of your spot the fake metal lyrics. So we could do that. So we got to do that this hour, and I got to get the Whoopi Goldberg thing done. So here's the thing. Here's how we'll do Tim Conway, Harvey Korman tickets. We'll do a pair now for spot the fake metal lyrics, and then here's the thing. Later on in this hour, later on this hour, we will also do When I Was a Boy. We will not do that now. So right now, though, we'll take caller number 5, and we'll do Spot the Fake Metal lyrics.
Okay.
Then later on in the hour, we will do When I Was a Boy, and that'll be for the second row. But right now, we'll do Spot the Fake Metal lyrics. We'll take caller number 5, and then we'll do 6 as a backup. At 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. That is what we'll do. And then... Yeah, so we'll do the others, and we got to get some more stuff from Tim and so forth. But we'll do that. And I got to read this thing about the hotel jumper, and we'll have more from Tim.
Yes, I want to hear that.
All right, so there you go. So thank you, Scotty. So we'll go ahead and take those calls now. So we'll take it's 503-733. I always forget we got like a 9-minute delay now. 733-2970, and that'll be for the third row tickets. Then, I don't know, about a half an hour from now, we'll do the second row tickets. And then tomorrow, front row tickets to Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, including backstage, the meet and greet, the whatever. We got this Whoopi Goldberg news. I got this news that hurts. Oh,
why don't we get to the jumper email?
I know. I'm working on a baby.
You spend so much time talking about what you're going to get to, and then you never do, so why don't we just get to something?
Doing my best! I'm not really doing my best. Where is it? Okay. So let me make sure that let me pre-read this really quickly before I read it, because we had, just give me 1 second here. You're just going to hear the sound of me sipping my coffee as I pre-read this email one more time. All right. Okay, so this, as you know, that we've been really fascinated by this because this happened on Tuesday. On Tuesday, this guy supposed, well, he did. I mean, I would say now that there's no doubt that it happened. It's just the question is the details and exactly how it happened and, you know, the background of it. So what happened is, on Tuesday, which is a very busy day for us anyway, because that was the day that Britney Spears announced the divorce, and there was the grease truck that overturned, and there was the Macy's on fire, and there was flooding, and there was all of the machines the malfunctioning at the voting precincts all over the country. About halfway through the show on Tuesday, we get this email from some guy saying that somebody jumped off the roof of the Paramount Hotel. We did come to find out that that was true. Aaron went down there and witnessed it. We had a guy who was at Michael's Clothiers across the street who witnessed it. We all had to walk by the theater that night to get to the theater, and we saw the missing window. So here we go. So I've got an email in two parts about this, and I will not say who this is from. But it says this. Rick, I know someone who works inside the Portland Paramount where the guy jumped a few days ago. I have asked for details, and I was sent a few today. And it says, it looks like drugs were part of the issue. And then, here's a couple creepy things in here. It looks like drugs were part of the issue. We have to replace all three chairs in the room, and even the bed. And here's the creepiest sentence in this entire thing about this guy who jumped off the Paramount. It looks like drugs were part of the issue. We have to replace all three chairs in the room, and even the bed, and scratch markings all over the walls.
Oh, my God.
The hell is that about? The hotel will have trauma counselors on Friday for hotel staff and surrounding businesses. And then,
Do we know any? I mean, I know we're not going to say his name, but do we know what he's staying at the hotel?
I heard it was
there.
Well, what I heard is it was someone who was not a guest. That's what I heard.
Okay.
I don't know that that's true. That is a completely and totally unfounded rumor. That it was not a guest. But then the final statement is this. Another thing that my friend said, although I don't believe these are as of yet verified, about the Paramount jumper, has already been capitalized and named, was that he was not in a penthouse suite. Also, this person said to me quite cryptically, quote, usually when this happens, it's most likely a last-minute walk-in and not someone from out of town. I noted the usually when this happens phrase, because who knows how often this happens if the news doesn't report it. Which is a totally fair point.
Yeah.
And then somebody sent me this. Rick, I have sent you a statistic sheet for Oregon suicides. Notice that we as a state average 7 every 5 days. If it was a... That's what this is. The guy sent me the data sheet. And this is a state sheet. We as a state average 7 of them, so more than 1 a day. If they reported it, it would be a regular feature like a traffic report. I wanted to share this cheery info with you. The Christmas season truly does start earlier and earlier every year. Best show ever, says, that's from Steve.
So
there you go.
So, the thing, usually when this happens, is the guy from out of town?
As long as we can do our best to end the show on a big down today,
yeah.
Yes, what?
Was the guy from out of town?
I don't know. All I know is what I read, and I'm not going to read into it. I'm not going to speculate.
If he's from out of town, we'll never know because his obituary wouldn't be here.
Well, no, but she says that it wasn't. This person says that, usually when it happens, it's a walk-in, not someone staying there. In other words, it's not somebody. It's not like the weird Vegas, Hollywood version where, like, you rent a room and then you get 5 whores for a night and then you toss yourself out a window. Usually it's a whole lot of, can I duck in and use the bathroom? Where's the stairwell? I think I left my watch upstairs. Can I? And then right out the top. So that's apparently that's how that happens typically. There you go. There's your pick me up for today. All right. Is this? Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Is this Heidi?
This is Heidi.
Heidi, how you doing today, sister?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you, show.
Thank you. You will note that I did not say Heidi, Heidi, ho, or anything like that.
Oh, I never heard that.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't. The Rick Emerson doesn't do those things. Heidi, are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
I am.
All right. Here's the thing, Heidi.
Yes.
I will perform 2 sets of metal lyrics for you. Now, one of these sets of metal lyrics is real. The other was written by Scotty J. Now, if you can identify the fake metal lyrics, you will win a pair of third row seats to see Tim Conway and Harvey Korman at the Schnitzer next Friday for their farewell tour. If not, you will be cloaked in shame and humiliation for all of your days. All right?
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
I will perform both of these. Pay no attention to the order they're in or my delivery. You are simply listening to identify the fake lyrics. Here we go. The mountains scream three times today. I guess I thought it'd have to pay. How much has it have to... One.
What are you even saying?
I'm going to start it again.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's a, it just don't make any sense. All right, here we go. Let's try this again. Here's lyrics the first.
Okay.
The mountain screamed three times today. I guess it thought it'd lack to pay. How much does it have to pay to fry a peak and melt away? Launching Titan's breath on mine. The sweating measure lands in time. I'm not done. And the old man down by the river, to the spaceship he walks, that's parked at your doorstep. It's waiting to take you away. Jesus. God, that was like, I was like trying to read like bad acid beat poetry. Okay. Well, that's the first set.
Okay.
God, all right. Here's the second set of lyrics. Tremor was slight on that bleak autumn night, and nature cast its warning to the beasts. The top of the earth and jaws now open, spewing centuries' relief. The blood flowed down, burning all in its path. The elevation dropped, and molten hot magma formation new life. Good God Almighty. Jesus Christ. The things we do for money. All right.
Things we listen to for tickets.
Okay, so improbably, one of those sets of lyrics is real, the other written by Scotty J. The question, Heidi, is which of those sets of lyrics was fake?
Oh, this is difficult, but I'm going to say the first one.
In your face. Sherrod, you are. Improbably enough, that first set of lyrics was absolutely real. That was Monster Magnet singing, "Look to your orb for the warning." What you thought was a real song was by Scotty J. He titled it Out of the Mountain. So there you go.
Well, I will walk away in shame. Thank you.
All right. Sorry, Heidi. All right. There you go. That's Heidi. By the way, I'm not gonna use this other set of fake metal lyrics, Scotty, because they're retarded.
Are you gonna read them?
Okay, here's the thing. This other set of fake, he created two. He gave me two sets of real lyrics, two sets of fake lyrics. Here's the other set of fake lyrics. I swear to God, here's the other set of fake. I know why you did it, Scotty, but the thing is, they've got to at least kind of be realistic. Here is the other set of fake lyrics that Scotty J wrote. See if you can spot the flaw in writing this song and trying to have people guess which one is real.
Oh, please tell me he uses his name.
No. Oh, yeah. Scotty J will ride from the heaven on the wings of a silver Valkyrie. No. I swear to God, this is the second set of fake lyrics that Scotty J gave me. Let me just... I got to use the music for this, actually, for it to work. Here we go. Punctured tanker spills its grease, the aroma of fries. Fills our streets, biodiesel fueling trouble. The roads are clogged with grease, not unlike my veins. Oil in our alley, watch out, Prius. Oil in our alley, sap up the grease. There you go. That's the second set of lyrics that Scotty gave us. Yeah, those are not really going to work.
He has grease in his veins.
No, that's the best point. He says, the roads are clogged with grease, comma, not unlike my veins. All right. There you go. All right, Scotty. Well, let's take a break here. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We'll take a break. We will... Have you already written new lyrics? Oh, good God. All right. We'll come back. We'll give it another whirl here on Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. It's 503-733-2970, and Tim Riley will revisit us from the Ministry of Truth.
Greece.
Ministry of Greece. And stuff. Plus, like us at 3, and we'll try to get to some Whoopi Goldberg sound. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Here's the Drive-By Truckers. All I know right now, there's somewhere else I'm supposed to be. Hello. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. Scotty, here's what we'll do. Because your lyrics were just too good, we'll go ahead and we'll reload this. It's 503-733-2970. We'll take callers 5 and 6 here. Do callers 5 and 6 for Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. At stake right now, third row tickets to see Harvey Korman and Tim Conway in their farewell performance next Friday, November 17th at the Schnitzer. And you can find out more at, I think it's Tim Conway online or whatever, houseofblues.com, HOB.com.
Does Tim Conway have a MySpace page?
No. No, he doesn't.
Oh.
Does he, Sarah?
He might. I'll find him.
Really? How do you know?
I don't know. I bet I could find it.
Really? You betting you could find most people's MySpace pages?
I found Juliet, didn't I?
All right. That's a fair point. $34. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970.
It's the principle behind it.
It is.
No, I was going to say.
You
can
run,
say,
but
I'm
you
not,
couldn't hide.
I'm, the weed of crime bears bitter fruit, you old hag.
I don't care. She has it on her record now forever.
I was actually going to make fun of that. I thought, you know what? It really is satisfying, actually. It's like sort of like a virtual picking her up by the ankles and shaking that $34 right out of her. All right.
Well, she applies to be a helicopter pilot.
Well, apparently there's a shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, I got this. So I forgot all about this story. This story, it had an Oregon connection. The breastfeeding brouhaha, Sarah. This story is a couple years old. Prosecutors are trying to force a woman to stop breastfeeding her 8-year-old son. Practice that temporarily landed the boy in foster care. During brief hearing Tuesday, Judge Aaron Einhorn warned Lynn Stuckey against continuing the practice. Stuckey lets her son nurse occasionally, a practice she calls natural child-led weaning. Weaning is the most unpleasant word, though she's unsure whether she still produces milk. The single mother appeared on a morning talk show last month to discuss her situation, the first time she was identified publicly. The program included... It's like a Star Wars kid. The program included a tape of the 8-year-old boy... Suckling. The boy's father lived in Oregon during the last court test and has had little role in raising him. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A gargantuan giant oak tree crashed in a Milwaukee home this morning, landing in the master bedroom as the homeowner slept. And on around 5:30, sending branches, construction wood, and sheetrock onto Terry and Lynette Dodson. They're okay. He has a sore shoulder after being hit by a 2x6. The couple's two children sleeping across the hall, they weren't injured.
Was this like a full-on poltergeist thing? The tree coming?
Yeah, look at how big that tree is.
The tree came in the window.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's no good.
So it's because it's bad weather out there.
All right.
And the governor may declare 8 counties disaster areas tonight. Meanwhile, friends and colleagues remembering Ed Bradley today, the longtime CBS 60 Minutes correspondent, died of leukemia at only 65. And, of course, Walter Cronkite checks in with his comments.
He was an incredible man in many ways. He was fearless in going after a story, which included his
coverage
in the Vietnam War, where he was severely wounded.
I'm sorry, I'm having my blood cleaned.
I'm having my colon cleansed.
Meanwhile...
Let's check in with Joe Lieberman and see what Joe Mentum is going on today, shall we?
Come more quickly to a point where we can say that the Iraqis are ready to take over and we can begin to bring our troops home without creating chaos there and endangering the United States of
it's
America.
It's just so weird.
Like, it's not happening right now.
We don't want to cause chaos. That would be dangerous. I just can't get over the fact that guy's back. You know what I mean?
Everybody's wrong about Joe.
You know, the thing about Joe Mentum is, and Joe Lieberman, he really is like one of those guys. It's like in the war film where the guy, like, you think he's been blown up by the Germans and taken hostage and killed, and then it's like Aragorn in the, you know, Lord of the Rings. Then he shows up later and he's alive. And you go, hey, it's Joe. We thought you were dead. And, you know, and we thought you got turned into a horny toad. And then he comes back and he's fine.
More from the mind of Joe Lieberman.
My commitment to Iraq is not unconditional or open-ended, but I want to say this. What I'm talking about is going back and trying to work with colleagues in both parties and hopefully the administration to come up with some urgent new approaches that will help us do better in Iraq.
Okay. There you go. Are we all got that? We've all got our stomachs girded, Sarah?
Is it another breastfeeding story?
I don't know. Let's find out. Tim?
Well, if you thought strange things happen at hotels here, wait till you hear this cannibal one.
Bam!
Eat it! Eat it! If you're getting hungry, eat it. Have a big dinner. Have a light snack. If you don't like it, you can't send it back.
A suicide note in the pocket of a man who jumped out the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel led police to a grisly scene of his girlfriend's murder when they found her charred head in a pot on the stove, her legs and feet baked in the oven, and the rest of her dismembered body in a trash bag in the refrigerator. The man, Zachary Boren, a tall man in his mid-20s with long blonde hair, claimed in the note to have killed his girlfriend, Adrian, also known as Addie Hall. Hall was also in her mid-20s. In the five-page note, Bowen claimed he strangled Hall in the bathtub and dismembered her body before taking it in pieces to the kitchen. An autopsy conducted shows that Hall was, in fact, manually strangled. It appears her body was cut up after she died. He appeared to clean up the bathroom a lot after he did it. Police found the victim said...
It is next to godliness, after all.
Burn beyond recognition in a bottle of
something
still.
Well, the thing is...
And her legs are beaten in the same condition and pants inside the oven. Warren was bonded in Los Angeles.
Waste
and
not
apparently
one
lived in New Orleans for quite a while, police say. He served in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan and displayed both pride and bitterness over that experience.
Really?
Shortly after,
I wonder how that'll manifest itself.
Shortly after October 1st, the couple also rented an apartment together at 826 North Rampart Street, just above a voodoo shop.
Best story ever. They should have had a hallway. That would have solved all of these problems.
This according to their landlord, Leo Watermeyer, who recently ran for mayor.
And who will be fumigating that apartment several thousand times. There's your cannibal watch, ladies and gentlemen.
Eat it, eat it. If you're getting hungry, eat it. Have a big dinner,
we are all going to hell. You know that.
If you don't like it, you can't.
You're aware, right?
Just eat it.
No.
Window seat, sister. Making sure we're all clear about that.
There's going to be some AM radio station down there that needs a fine program.
Oh, it's true. Let's see. How about this? Oh, this is good. Rick. No names, please. Okay. That's good. Please, by the way, and can I just say this? If I'm ever not supposed to use your name, please put that in the subject line. Don't put it at the end after I've read the whole thing. Rick, over the summer, I walked up to a local Starbucks, and it was closed, so I hit the one on the next corner and asked why a very popular Starbucks would be closed in the middle of the day. I was told that a customer had committed a messy suicide in the bathroom. They were cleaning up. Of course, there was nothing in the paper or on the news. So that is... It does...
Who commits suicide at Starbucks?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if... Now, there's a joke. Wait, where is it? Where's the joke there? Who commits suicide at a Starbucks?
It'll come from you.
No, it... There's
come
some,
on.
No,
burn your spot in hell.
Wait.
No, I'm... It's... I was gonna... No, see, but I was...
Front row seats.
My joke was gonna be bad. It was... I was reaching for something like... Like... Does the suicide... No, do all Starbucks suicides look alike? You know, it's a sort of a thing like a regularity of suicide, sort of a uniform nature. But see, I don't know where it was going. I don't know how it...
I got nothing. Please send your jokes about that incident to rick@rickemerson.com. Rick, I have to tell you, I was driving home from lunch listening to the show when you started the breast milk story. I knew it was coming. I knew where your brain was going. I knew you would do the I don't want to be weaned line in an accent. Still, I snorted uncontrollably and almost drove into a parked car on Broadway. Thank you. Thank you. Sarah's uncomfortable ew sounds are priceless, by the way. There you go. I don't want to be weaned. I want to breastfeed forever. All right, it's Tim Riley.
Paris Hilton's mom and dad are dead proud of her daughter's sex video that, according to a new biography by Jerry Oppenheimer, Jerry claims that while researching his book, House of Hilton, he found out that Hilton's parents, Rick and Kathy, are not fazed when One Night in Paris was leaked on the Internet. He says, I have family sources telling me that Rick and Kathy are proud of everything that Paris has done, including the X-rated video that launched her to this international stardom and infamy and fame.
They're so proud. And then tell her to work on her technique a little bit, not to look so goddamn bored all the time. Seriously. Right there. Bam. To hell with us. All right.
So the author also said he ended up feeling sorry for the Simple Life star because her mother pressured her to become a celebrity, Jerry said. Kathy put her in makeup and allowed her into nightclubs at a very young age.
So true. All right.
That's just sad.
Well, you know, and by the way, can I just say this? Now, he seemed like a very nice guy. But who believed Joshua Jackson yesterday when he was saying, I was not able to get into nightclubs at all when I was 19?
Oh, yeah, totally lying.
Yeah, says the guy from Dawson's Creek. Let's do one more, and then we'll do Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics.
Okie dokie. Motley Crue singer Vince Neil has said that Christopher Walken will play Ozzy Osbourne in the upcoming film adaptation of the best-selling Motley Crue memoir, The Dirt.
I heard that, but I don't believe it.
All right. Well, I'll keep reading it anyway. He broke the news at the opening of his new tattoo parlor in Vegas. The singer also added that Val Kilmer will make a cameo appearance as David Lee Roth in the film.
Yeah, see,
I don't believe that.
No,
part.
That's
I don't think
crap.
I believe any of it.
No,
anymore.
It's all a pack of lies.
Well, I'm glad I was able to provide that for you.
I don't have. Yeah, thank you. Scotty is the.
We built this Starbucks.
No, see, I don't. Do we have the.
This Starbucks on high and so
George in Wilsonville?
Yes, Rick.
Hello, sir.
Give me the line and I'll give you the punchline.
Oh, you have the punchline to the joke?
Yes.
Sarah, can you drop the bedsheet to hair there? What was the line? Blah, blah, blah.
Who commits suicide?
Who commits suicide at a Starbucks?
Coffee people. Hey, that's great. That's solid gold.
That really is.
That's brilliant.
That really is pretty brilliant.
Thank you. And thanks for turning me on to Entourage. I love it.
Yeah, no, that's what I do.
Thanks.
Okay, here you go. Let me know if you want a weekend show. That's genius. That really is. Let's do one more here, and then we'll... You know, I make fun of that guy, but I take it back. Let's do one more here, and then we'll do the fake metal lyrics. John, hello, sir.
Hey, Rick. Hey, kudos to that guy. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I do. If I can't be funny myself, I farm the workout. I outsource it.
Yeah, contract it.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody I am very close to works in Oregon State Vital Statistics, and she was blown away by the number of suicides that happened in this state.
I thought you were going to say, like, in a Starbucks bathroom by a guy with a gun.
You would be surprised where, you know, obviously she doesn't tell me where they occur because that would be wrong.
Yeah, of course.
It's an amazing number. And the reason, just like they said, there would be a whole segment every day on the news of the people that decided that they wanted to check out early.
Well, they are trying to find a way to keep viewers these days, so who knows?
Yeah, blood on the wall. You know, it'd be like a new little segment.
Like a terrible scrawly font.
Like a stick figure lying in a pool of blood.
Like a Goodbye Cruel World segment.
They could have a running total for the year to see if they match last year's totals. And
then you could do a lottery where, like, it'd be like, and if you be like the Showcase Showdown.
Right.
Like, if you guess closest to the number of total suicides of the year without going over, you win the trip to Tahiti.
What's the barfly gal? She could do, like, the roving funeral trips every week to all the different funerals in the state.
Okay, by the way, just in case you were unclear about this, you are also going to hell now with us, by the way. You're going to be there.
I can't wait. I'll be in the audience calling in.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. John in the Ninth Circle.
Hello, Rick.
What's happening?
My intestines are currently being wrapped around a barbed wire stake by demons. Long time, first time.
All right. I feel all soiled today. What should we do, Sarah? Should we break or should we do fake metal lyrics? I got callers.
Let's do the lyrics.
All right. Tim, do you want to perform these?
Yes. Just sing?
No. You can just read them in your own inimitable style.
I'll do that.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm going to circle these two sets of lyrics. Okay. Is there even a pen? I've lost my pen somewhere.
Just point at me when you'd like me to speak.
All right. So here's the thing. I am going to circle these sets of lyrics now. Please to not be revealing which ones are written by Scotty, which ones are real.
Okay.
So just do not announce who they are by. So here's the thing. Let me get the... hello, caller 5. Who's this?
This is Glenn.
Glenn, are you ready to play?
I am. I tried this once before and failed miserably, and this is my chance at redemption.
Have you won anything in the last 30 days from CBS Radio Portland, sir?
No.
I'd hate to think that you were a prize pig.
No.
Okay.
If you go to the job fair now, you get a free cookie.
Yeah, man, you know, they made these job fair cookies yesterday.
They looked so good.
And they looked fantastic, and they said CBS Radio on the top, and you guys went to try to get some, and what happened?
We knew it was wrong. Just wrong.
We didn't know it was wrong because someone had told us that we could have cookies.
Yeah, they tried to trick us into taking cookies.
And then we got
yelled at. Can I just tell you that we generated the sufficient dollar revenue to make those cookies? We contribute to the cookie fund. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Guys, I feel like I'm back in high school.
Well, I put mine back because I felt so dirty.
I don't want to be weaned! All right.
Those cookies look so good, though.
Yes,
I mean,
did.
Why couldn't we have just walked off with them? We already had them in our hands.
Oh, hello, Glenn. I forgot you were there. Are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
I'm ready.
All right. If you identify which set of lyrics is created by Scotty J., you, sir, will go to see Harvey Korman and Tim Conway in their farewell performance here, and you will do so from the third row vantage point. Isn't that exciting?
That is awesome.
All right. All right. I'm going to give... it'll be Tim Riley here. Pay no attention to the order, the cadence, the whatever. All you're doing is spotting which of these is fake. All right? All right, Tim. Start with this line here. Wait for the music. I will fire the music. All right. Glenn, here comes set of metal lyrics. The first. Go, Tim Riley.
'Tis now the hour to seize the throne. It's not the will to go it alone. I foresee a blade in Duncan's chest. His life's blood I do invest. The mirror knows the face no one else can know. Points to the path that I must go. The moon will bring a change tonight. Asleep no one will see my plight. A dagger's thrust will be his end this night. Then to be king I'll pay the price. That didn't sound right.
Okay, here we go. All right, thank you.
Yeah, what?
That's a set of lyrics, the first. All right, here you go. And this is these two.
These two, okay.
Here. Fire this up. Here we go. Set of lyrics, the second. Go, Tim Riley.
Could have taken a cab, taken a jet, taken a bus to the game. I lost control, went off the road, ran into a steaming train. I took the steam train to purgatory, traveling the tracks close to hell. I took the steam train to purgatory. Forever I'll ride these rails. That's a terrible lyric.
All right, there you go. One of those sets of lyrics is real, believe it or not. One of them is written by Scotty J. Glenn, which is the set of fake metal lyrics?
Wow. I'm going to say the first one's fake.
No!
Oh, see, every time you do this, Scotty becomes more confident in his abilities as a metal... Scotty, do you consider just becoming a metal lyricist? He's typing now in your face, Glenn, on the screen.
See, it's not that he's so good, though. It's just that the other guys are so bad.
The thing that you thought was fake was Jagpanzer and their hit single, King at a Price. What you believe to be real was by Scotty J., called Steam Train to Purgatory. You have failed a second time, Glenn. Maybe you
we need to give away the
sit right? for a long time before you attempt another contest. Just sit and think about your place in this world.
Yeah. I'm in order now.
All right, thank you, Glenn. All right, there you go.
You know, as happy as I am for everyone involved, we need to give away the tickets.
I don't know what to do, sister. It's not my fault. Scotty's too good. He's just that good. Tom, hello, sir. How can I help you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm going to hell. How are you?
Yeah, I'm on the way.
Okay.
Hey, I'm calling up today to just see if I can get something on tape with you all doing an air check, because I was going to roll by.
I have no idea what we're talking about here.
You don't know what an air check is.
What?
Do you know what an air check is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad. All right. Well, you're done with the tickets for the day?
What?
What? Our connection's going bad.
I'm sorry, I'm losing your phone.
No.
I'm losing your phone. All right, there we go. That's too bad. Okay, there you go. Thank you. We got break. Back after this. So 503-733-2970 is the Rick Emerson radio program. Back after this, the Likas at 3, by the way. Don and Mike at 7. John and Jeff at 11. And so forth. Here's the Ramones. You stay there. The saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson radio program. Thank you for coming along. It's 503-733-2970. This email says, Rick, please do not be revealing my name or my company name. Even better. I am curious about the lack of suicide coverage because 2 years ago, my coworker found the body of a suicide jumper below one of the large TV towers we work on regularly. It was a fairly sensational jump, including a cryptic note scrawled on the tower at 500 feet. But there was that's ambition. But there was never any coverage on the local news, not even the station that owns the tower. That's the reason I inquired earlier about news. Why doesn't the media cover it? Blah, blah, blah. And it signed,
I can see not covering all suicides, but I mean, some of them stand out a little bit more than others.
I really got nothing. Let's end this on a happy note here. Subject line, Rick Emerson cares. Selma Hayek. And by the way, have you seen the slideshow that I put on my website?
No.
There's no nudity. Save for work.
I really have no desire to see Selma Hayek stripping.
Man, but you got to admit that she is beautiful. Just, come on, you know that.
She's
pretty. Now, it's a slideshow of her taking off her top on television. Bam, right there. But allegedly, I haven't checked it yet, but a guy says that he actually has a video of her doing that as well. The actual video clip of her doing that. God love you. Please now to be welcoming
Scotty J. This is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except
thank you. Please don't play the whole thing. You so.
Come on.
All right. Hello, Scotty J.
How's it going?
How are you? Here's the thing. So, what time is it now? 3:01.
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah. Do you think we have time to get to a caller here for the Conway tickets?
Yeah.
All right. Is it this guy here?
Yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
I'm fine. All right. Here's the thing. We're a little under the gun. I tried repeatedly to give away these tickets, but Scotty J is just that good at creating false metal lyrics. Are you ready to play for Tim Conway, Harvey Korman tickets, their farewell performance for third row seats for next Friday's show?
Yep, I am.
Are you familiar with the game When I Was a Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Listen to that. He's all deflated. Here's the thing. Sarah Dillon will fire up the When I Was a Boy music. At that point, you must freestyle. You must speak in language clean for the radio. You must speak for 60 seconds about When I Was a Boy on a particular subject. Are you ready, sir?
Okay.
All right. The subject is breakfast cereal. You must speak for 60 seconds.
60 seconds?
Starting with the phrase, When I Was a Boy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And go.
When I was a boy, breakfast cereal actually had sugar in it, and they weren't worried about stupid artificial colors or marshmallows, and Lucky Charms didn't have enough marshmallows in it. It was just a stupid oat. And the Trix Rabbit was in all the commercials, and there's Cocoa Krispies and Frankenberry and Cocoa Puffs, and the guy was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and he made sure everyone knew about it, and then the kids always tried to steal the Lucky Charms charms, but no one ever helped Lucky Charms. and the rabbit never got any tricks. I don't see why they can't just give the rabbit some tricks,
but no, the only rabbit tricks are for kids.
And the Dracula guy and G.I. Joe's had their own cereal. And oh, man, I'm lost now.
Hey, that was 40. That was 55, but we'll give it to you. Congratulations, yeah, nice, sir. I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to see Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. Frankly, I shouldn't have given it to you, but God damn it, I got like 900 pair of these to give away left. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Michael. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, our good friend.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Mailman Chris. Hello, my friend.
Oh, hey, buddy. You know, this has been an interesting show.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, you got to almost everything, and I was really pulling for you there. And the only thing you didn't teach us today is what whoopee in the morning sounds like.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, it's terrible, too. I mean, it's not so much terrible as it is just unbelievably dull. But there are some moments that are cringe-inducingly, screamingly bad. And I will get to those tomorrow. So, I failed to get to that today.
Yeah, because, you know, I've got a surprise waiting for you for the first time you actually get an entire week. When you get an entire week of...
When I get to everything Monday through Friday for once.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right. Well,
unfortunately, that won't be this week.
That day is...
38.
That day is not this. 38. Well, that's not so bad.
No. You know, 38 is still 11 lower than it was a week ago. So.
I mean, look, if I had a 58 waist and then I got down to a 38 waist, that's okay. It's not 29, but it's still okay.
Well, you'd need a lot more than 38 push-ups to drop from a 58 to a 38.
It is true. I have to know, just for my own edification, were you fooled by any of Scotty's meta lyrics?
The first one did not fool me. The second one did.
See, you know what? As much as we make fun of that guy, I believe he may, in fact, be a prodigy. I think Scotty has really stumbled onto something. I think maybe it's time for the Tim Riley factor to come back.
No.
And to create a metal masterpiece just for that guy. Because the kids today, they don't know about the Tim Riley factor. That's before their time. It's old school. So maybe we should just time to bring that back.
I'm the manager this time. I'm not going on stage.
No keyboard?
Yes.
No keyboard.
So, well, you don't need keyboards on a metal song.
That's what I'm saying. All right, my friend. And there you go. So 38?
38. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I just want to go out this with saying this. Mom, I don't want to be weaned.
Okay. Thank you, sir. There you go. Mailman Chris, ladies and gentlemen. And so forth.
What is that? Sounds like a pogo stick.
I don't, hello? I don't really know. Okay, when are we starting the music? Thank you. God bless you. I've never been so happy. Best show ever. Wearing me out, though. All right, we want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Jim Roop and Dick Giuliano. Tomorrow, we will be joined by Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com, and we will play that Whoopi Goldberg sound as well. And thanks to the Low who got that for us. We'll play that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, second row tickets for Conway and Corman, and quite possibly our front row tickets as well, which of course comes with backstage meet and greet, etc. Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the news department, it's Tim Riley. Our PA is Scotty J, and the manager of the Rick Emerson office East is Dave Zinn. As always, my friends, we thank you for listening. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for being out there. We'll see you tomorrow. Be safe. Bye. Yeah.